Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the podcast of Soundcheck. Support for this free service comes from the members of WNYC. During our current fundraising drive, please become a financially involved WNYC member. For a $50 gift, you'll receive a WNYC iPod cover. You can see the iPod cover and all the ways we'd love to say thank you and make an e-pledge at WNYC.org.
The air is getting hotter. There's a rumbling in the sky. I'm drifting through that high muddy water with a full moon shining in my eyes.
Here on Soundcheck, we occasionally like to ask people the unanswerable question, what's your favorite album? And very often the answer that we get is a surprise. Sometimes it's something that you might expect, but it's always a recording that means something to our guest. And today we have posed this question to the English singer and songwriter Robin Hitchcock. Robin, I know it is really an unfair question, and I'm sure you were juggling several potential answers to it, but, you know, at the end of the day, one record that really sort of impacted your life, what did you decide on?
Well, it's Highway 61 Revisited by Bob Dylan. No question, really.
How old were you when you first heard this?
I was 12, coming on 13. And I was at a sort of expensive penitentiary for the sons of wealthy Englishmen. One of the things they did was they had a record player in the sort of central hall that we would cluster in. And every day they'd put on these records on the sort of house gramophone. And one of the records they had was this record, Like a Rolling Stone, which I'd heard of it, but mm-hmm. I'd never heard it on the radio because there wasn't much radio, you know, just hadn't heard Bob Dylan. And this voice came on going, how does it feel? You know, and I thought, oh, God, how does it feel? Yes, you know. And within, I suppose, 6 weeks, which was the period that we were sort of quarantined from seeing our loved ones in case we broke down when they went away again. Within that 6 weeks, I had moved from being a sort of preteen kid who wanted to have my own time machine and, you know, to play with my plastic dinosaurs and my toy guns and all that kind of stuff. I'd moved from that to I wanted to follow Bob Dylan. I didn't really know what he even looked like. Hmm. But every so often, one of the big boys, you know, these huge 17-year-olds looming out of the clouds with their vast-sized 11 feet, would walk over to the gramophone in the corner of the room. It's just a mono deck, mm-hmm. you know, with a speaker under it someone had rigged up, and put on a whole LP that started with Like a Rolling Stone. And I remember the first time they did this, I was already magnetized by Like a Rolling Stone. And they played the whole thing through from, you know, from Tombstone Blues, Takes a Lot to Laugh, Takes a Train to Cry, From a Buick Six. And ending with this song, Desolation Row. And I was actually, you know, we were all assigned tasks. I think I was actually sweeping the floor and night was falling and I could see the stars. And I thought it was going Destination Roll, but it was Desolation Row. That was it. You know, that was Robin Hitchcock was somehow going to become somebody with a guitar. That absolutely changed my life. I don't know what I'd have had this sort of personality, I suppose, but I would never have done this if it wasn't for Highway 61.
They're selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlor is filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad
to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row.
Desolation Row is from Bob Dylan's Highway 61 Revisited, and we're speaking with Robin Hitchcock. This album, you're telling us this. Mm-hmm. Before hearing this, did you even own a guitar or a harmonica? Did you sing any of that?
No, but by the end of 1966, I'd got my own copy of Highway 61 with the money I received for Christmas or something, and I was 13. I was bearing down on puberty at this point. I was a bit taller and closer to the shape I am now. And I bought a copy of Highway 61 and I bought a C harmonica. And I remember walking from Addleston to Weybridge, it's about 3 miles, sort of two British suburban towns, with my copy of Highway 61. And it poured with rain, and so the sleeve got a bit gnarly. And I had this C harp, and I just sort of played whatever, Queen Jane approximately all the way through, and I got home and listened to the record. I mean, I climbed into that record, really. I'm surprised my hair didn't curl overnight. What's great about Dylan at that stage was that he was an upper and a downer at once. You know, nobody complains like Dylan. He's, as I've said before, he's inconsolable. You know, he's not a man to celebrate life. He's a man to find some little hole in the carpet and pick it out bigger, you know. But he's wailing away. He's obviously having a, you know, in some ways he's really tired and angry and fed up. In other ways, he's having a really good time. And the band are just, there's so much joy in their music. It's a bit like the Velvet Underground, you know. They were mean, but there's a lot of love in their that sound they generated. And God, he's just, I think Dylan, and I mean, that's the companion to Highway 61. Mm-hmm. Highway 61 was the formal recorded version. If you contrast Ballad of a Thin Man on Highway 61, which is quite, well, it's a steady thing with electric pianos, and Dylan going into this sort of existential voice inside, sort of going, you see this one-eyed midget and shouting the word no, and there's that, oh yeah, you raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? And somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? And it's just paranoia writ large. I mean, he's obviously just getting the wrong side of his drugs, but I tend to think of it as Dylan actually realizing how alone he was. And there's nothing quite as lonely as a drug experience.
Mm. Well, let's hear a little bit of the Ballad of the Thin Man, Bob Dylan, the album Highway 61, and my guest Robin Hitchcock.
You walk into the room with your pencil in your hand. You see somebody naked and you say, who is that man? You try so hard, but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
Ballad of the Thin Man from Bob Dylan's Highway 61 Revisited, and my guest is Robin Hitchcock, looking back at an album that had a major impact on his life and career. And I mean, fair to say that it, in addition to being a personal milestone, that this was kind of a professional one for you too? In the sense that it actually started you on your profession?
It started me on my profession. I mean, sadly, I didn't then at the age of 18 write my version of Highway 61 Revisited. I mean, it just took me so long. I don't think I wrote a decent song till I was 25, 26. I mean, Dylan was basically, he'd done it all by then, you know.
So, but all these years later, obviously, this album still speaks to you.
Yeah, I put it on, I suppose, two or three times a year. I mean, I know it by heart.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's one thing is that the songs are great, but the actual feel of the record, the record has its own attitude. It's not just those Bob Dylan songs. It's the way those Bob Dylan songs were cut that week, that day, with those guys. There was a lot of serendipity in Dylan's early records. Mm. You know, the sound had changed completely by Blonde on Blonde, which was only 9 months later. Highway 61 is rougher sounding and more awake, but I always think of it, funnily enough, as sort of bright sunlight beating down on a road somewhere in the States, and an urban situation, lots of telegraph wires and trucks and people in blue jeans wandering back and forth, and a sort of a strong sun shining down.
Well, the album is Highway 61 from Bob Dylan. We've been speaking with Robin Hitchcock, who has had a go at some of these songs and others by Bob Dylan. There's a Dylan cover on your last record called Spooked. And Robin, it's great to see you again. Thanks for dropping by.
Thank you for seeing me after all this time.
Robin Hitchcock, my guest on Soundcheck. Thanks for listening to today's podcast of Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. This was just one of the show's segments. You can hear everything we do on demand at WNYC.org. Check out our other podcasts at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This podcast is made possible by WNYC and its listeners. Please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.